Well, the place is in the home.
That would be nice for a change.
Well, don't we gotta do something about it?
I am not you anymore.
Mine or nice?
I'm at my wit's end.
What'd you say?
Don't talk with your mouth full.
Hmm?
I said, don't talk with your mouth full.
That's a good point. I haven't had a home-cooked meal in weeks. Last night I had two rolls of lemon lifesavers for dinner.
That was a banquet. I had a can of Strong Heart. I guess we just have to be broad-minded about it.
No. Nope. Don't straddle the fence, too. That's where the women have it. Conquer and divide.
I mean, I can understand where a woman cooped up all day doing the same old day in and day out routine. When she finds a new and different activity, she latches on to it.
I think we're just as important as the Current Events Club, or the Tuesday Night Debating Council, or the Wednesday Night Bandage Club. We come first.
Did you tell that to Adele?
I certainly did. I put my foot down.
What happened?
She joined the Thursday Night Basket Club. Only yesterday I was talking to Artie Singer. He says the same thing about his wife. He runs the newspaper, says feeling is running high, getting quite a reaction from husbands in his Voice of the People column. You know, wither women, stuff like that.
We have to face the fact, Harry. Women are citizens, too.
Yeah, so am I. But I don't wreck my business working at it. We got to do something, Stu. Form a posse or a counter committee for men's rights.
The sanctity of the home.
That's it, go on.
Go on what?
Sanctity of the home.
Say, that's very good.
Mm-hmm, I heard it someplace.
Oh. You know something, Harry? Eve was fashioned out of Adam's rib, the most useless part of his body.
Oh, boy, I like that. Go on. Hey, how are you cutting?
Women are not only taking over our personal lives, but our economy and nation as well. According to statistics, women have a longer life expectancy than men of 7 years. And they own over 61% of the country's wealth.
Mmm, it's a plop, Stu, a plop. By golly, that sounds like Adele.
Dr. Murnau, the well-known philosopher, in an address before the French Academy, said, as surely as the rain falls, we will one day pattern a society after the bees. Hundreds of subservient males will serve one queen bee.
Never. Never. It's shocking, Stu. By golly, that professor's a smart cookie.
We face neither predatory prowler nor destructive element, but something far more insidious than that. An idea. It's contagious. Once a woman tastes the freedom, the home will disintegrate. The basic unit of our national life is the family. And once that goes, all is lost.
Call out the vigilantes. Wait till I tell Artie Singer. Just read tomorrow's newspaper.
What are you going to do?
We've just declared war, Stu. War.
Oh.